No more worries. Obviously, you can't go on this way. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with all the worry in your life. Given just how drastically worry can affect your health and well-being, the quicker you get started, the better. Let's look at some tips and tricks designed to help you worry less in general. Go all in. Oddly enough, throwing yourself into an activity with all your energy does wonders for killing worry. A study from the Journal of Experimental Psychology asked participants to sing the song "Don't Stop Believin'" by Journey. Oddly enough, they discovered those who really belted out the song had significantly reduced levels of worry than those who only mouthed the words. Karaoke, anyone? Tell yourself the opposite. Have you ever noticed opposite emotions tend to feel very similar in your body? For example, being angry and being in love can leave a person feeling very flushed, on edge, and hyper-aware, though in different ways. Worry is like that when paired with excitement. So try this. The next time you're worrying about things, tell yourself, "I am excited," instead. Interestingly enough, you'll start feeling excited after telling yourself this enough times. Turn worst-case scenario into a best possible outcome. Worry likes to predict negative outcomes. When your thoughts take this sort of turn, flip it around and ask yourself, what's the best thing that could happen in the same situation? Put the brakes on. The next time you start worrying, say the word "stop" out loud. Tell yourself you're not indulging in those thoughts anymore. By reminding yourself this behavior is over and done with, you don't allow it to hold power over you anymore. Eat yogurt. We know your food choices can affect your mood, but were you aware yogurt could help eradicate worry? A study from the University of Missouri found people who had a diet that included probiotic-rich foods, i.e. yogurt, experienced far less worry than those who didn't eat them. Who knew? Work with good worry. Some worries are healthy for you. For example, being worried about developing diabetes might lead you to lose weight and change your dietary habits. Recognize where your worry can steer you on a positive pathway, embracing the change. Revisit your past. Let's be honest. How many times have you worried about something in the past? Of those worries, how many of those adverse outcomes actually came to pass? Unless you're incredibly unlucky, it's very likely very few things go this badly, and certainly not to the extent you imagined. How much validity does this history give today's worry? Probably not a lot. Take a worry break. Simply don't allow yourself to worry except at set points during the day. By scheduling a worry break, you're telling yourself you'll deal with the worry later. When the time comes to worry, sit down and allow yourself to explore what you're feeling. Make notes of the worries that come up so you can look at them later if you need to. Or try journaling or using art to work through the concerns. At the end of the worry break, set a time to make sure you're not indulging for over 30 minutes. Get up and walk away. If any new worries come up, put them on the list for tomorrow's break. Make a list. A lot of worry stems from the feeling you're forgetting things or not achieving items you need to. By making a list and checking off items as you do them, you keep control over your day, disrupting those particular worries completely. Stop comparing. When you're constantly worried about how someone else did something, such as achieving a goal or meeting a milestone before you did, you're never going to be happy. Someone will always do something better than you. This is a simple fact of life. Instead of being so other-focused, look at yourself and start recognizing your own accomplishments. You're a lot more amazing than you've been giving yourself credit for. Talk to someone. To keep worry from building in your mind, it's sometimes better to talk them out with someone you trust. Find someone you can vent with and have at it. You'll find you feel worlds better just getting it out, and even can benefit from the insights your friend has regarding your worry. Then, offer to do the same for them. Take an electronic break. Being connected can lead to added worry and stress. There comes a time to just turn off the phone and let yourself relax. This doesn't mean seeking out another screen. Why not go for a walk instead, or pick up a good book? Who cares? If you're worried about people judging you, please understand that in actuality, few people are even thinking about you. People are so focused on their own life and problems and worrying about who's judging them that they don't pay attention to what others are doing. As a side note, even when you think people are engaged and actively interested in your life because they're liking or commenting on your posts on social media, the truth is, most people read so many posts in a day, you're likely forgotten not all that long after the mouse click. Become a kid again. Sometimes just playing can do a lot to decrease worry. A study from Johns Hopkins University found out people who blew bubbles before bed slept better and had reduced levels of anxiety. Why not break out the building blocks or fly a kite the next time you're worried? A separate study showed watching cartoons had a similar effect. Who's up for a Bugs Bunny marathon? Go with the flow. Worry insists we should have every aspect of our lives planned down to the tiniest detail. The problem with this comes from the sheer randomness of life sometimes. When you can let go and enjoy the moment, you're going to find that there's a lot less room for worry. Worry only deals with the past or future. The more you can stay in the present moment, naturally, the less you'll worry. Journal. If you don't feel like talking things out, maybe putting your worries on paper holds more appeal. The point with journaling is to give voice to your fears and let them go. This is just for you, so allow yourself to be as raw and honest as you like. If you're scared of someone finding what you've written, feel free to tear up the pages or burn them afterward. There is a kind of release when you destroy the words of worry you've written down. Recognize the bad things are temporary. So, something you're worried about came to pass. Now what? Rather than worrying about how much worse things could go from there, take an opposite tactic. Realize setbacks are temporary, especially when you're ready to embrace the lesson in all failures and move on. Find a positive thought. Worry is nothing more than a constant manifestation of negative thoughts with negative outcomes attached. By becoming mindful of your internal dialogue, you will very quickly start recognizing when you're starting to worry. Cut those thoughts off as soon as you notice them creeping in by countering with positive thinking instead. It's not about you. Even when people are treating you poorly, there's no need to spend a lot of time worrying. This is a reflection of what they think about you. More often than not, people are rude and dismissive because they're preoccupied with their own worries. You can't control what others think anyway, so it's best to let it go and move on. Learn to relax. There are many ways to relax. For example, you might find deep breathing techniques, gentle exercise such as yoga or tai chi, or meditation or mindfulness techniques, soothing and grounding. Whichever route you go, give yourself enough time to become present in the moment, keeping in mind these practices have a more optimal effect if you make them habitual. Live in the now. Worry is a time traveler, intent on keeping you planted firmly in the past or cringing about the future. If you can let go and stay right here in the now, you'll find a lot of worries no longer fit in your life. Embrace positive energy. Worry hates being confronted with unbridled optimism. Try listening to lively music or podcasts, audiobooks, or YouTube videos with inspirational content. If you are an obsessive worrier, add a short inspirational TED Talk or the like each morning to get you started out in gratitude and well-being. Trust things will be okay. Oddly enough, most things really do tend to work out all right in the end. This is the point where some people embrace their faith or trust in the universe. When you notice yourself moving into worry, remind yourself that you trust that the world is a friendly place and that a benevolent higher power is working for your highest good. If these things are true, there's absolutely no need to worry about anything. Prepare yourself for excitement. When you feel that cortisol dump coming into your body, tell yourself you're about to get stuff done. Throw yourself into the next task, giving it everything you've got. There's no time to worry when you're focused and accomplishing things.